Hello, I'm Pat Ouellette, and welcome to the SurgeSystemsChannel.com podcast on licensing Hyper-V R2 hosts and virtual machines with Greg Shields. Thanks for joining us today, Greg.
Thank you.
Where are Windows Server 2008 client access licenses required in a Hyper-V environment?
So I think, as you probably know, with any Microsoft product, or with most, I guess I should say, Microsoft products, a client access license is required that allows those clients to connect to servers and make use of their services. Now, there are a lot of different clients access licenses that are out there. The ones you use to connect to Windows typically come in like a per-user, per-device mode. Now, interesting enough about Hyper-V, a Windows Server 2008 R2 CAL is not required for the host computer, the one that runs the Hyper-V services, but you are going to require CALs for any virtual machines that reside on top of that host.
In terms of licensing, what is the difference between Hyper-V and Hyper-V Server?
You know, actually, I'll start by answering that question in a slightly different way. There's a lot of confusion out there just simply because of the naming between these two products. And Hyper-V and Hyper-V Server, while they have very similar names, actually are very different products. Hyper-V is a role that you can install onto an instance of Windows Server 2008 or R2. And you have to have a functioning and licensed copy of R2 in order to be able to use Hyper-V. Now, this is very different than Hyper-V Server, which is a standalone product. You can download it for free off of Microsoft's website, and it really doesn't have any licensing requirements per se. The two get confused because Hyper-V Server kind of looks like Hyper-V when you download it. It looks like a kind of a feature-restricted instance of Windows Server 2008 R2 Server Core Edition. That instance is configured or restricted so that it can run Hyper-V services and any of the Hyper-V add-on services like Windows clustering. But the two are very different products, and the Hyper-V Server is the quote-unquote free one.
How many extra virtual machine licenses do you get with each edition of Microsoft Windows Server 2008 R2?
Back with the release of Windows Server 2008 R2, Microsoft announced that each running physical OS instance, so if you have a physical OS installed to a physical box, each running instance also gains a number of virtual instances as well. The number of extra licenses depends on which operating system edition. If you have standard edition, that adds the rights to run one additional instance in a virtual environment. If you run Enterprise Edition, you can add four virtual instances. And if you run Data Center, you get some special rights there that allow you to run unlimited number of instances. These licensing terms have not really changed with the release of Windows Server 2008 R2.
Windows Server 2008 R2 Data Center Edition allows for the running of unlimited virtual instances. Does that mean I should always use it?
Should you always use it? Well, not necessarily. And it's an easy fallacy to see the unlimited virtual instances with Data Center Edition and think that that might not be the best way to go. Now, however, you need to be aware of the difference in how the two editions are licensed, or I should say the three editions are licensed. Windows Server 2008 R2 Standard and Enterprise Edition are both licensed on a per-instance basis. So if you have the instance of the OS, you've installed a copy of the OS, that's one instance. So what that means is that a powerful computer, so a big computer, and a less powerful computer, a small computer, cost you the same amount of money. Now, Data Center Edition is licensed on a per physical processor basis, and this is very important because if you have a bigger computer, one that has more physical processors, it's going to require a more expensive license. More processors, more expensive license in a linear fashion. So remember that, as we talked about just a minute ago, Enterprise Edition gives you four virtual licenses for every physical license, while Data Center gives you unlimited. So you're going to have to kind of draw a little graph, if you will, that helps you understand how many concurrently running virtual machines you plan on having, because, as you can expect, each additional virtual machine requires more processing power and then thus more physical processors. So there's going to be a trade-off between how many concurrently running virtual machines you think you're going to be able to do, and how many physical processors you're going to need in order to support those VMs. As you can imagine, the calculation gets a little bit complex there. So Microsoft actually, if you go to Microsoft's website, there's a Windows Server Virtualization Calculator that can help you determine which license makes the most cost-effective sense.
Okay. And unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. But I'd like to thank Greg Shields for joining us for the SearchSystemsChannel.com FAQ podcast on licensing Hyper-V R2 hosts and virtual machines. Thanks for joining us today, Greg.